السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afia. Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat. May Allah Ta'ala take Markat Sahaba from strength to strength. We inshallah inspire the Ummah, beautiful companions of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to uphold Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, insha'Allah, Akida. May Allah accept this of the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa, a few other countries, it is the 29th of Zulqada 1446. We all are aware now, the moon Sami's day in Saudi Arabia, as I told you yesterday, while the sun was setting, just they announced already that it is 1st of Zulhijjah, and so Arafat will be next week Thursday, and Eid day in Makkah, Medina, Palestine, and most countries of the world will be on Friday next week. So we will scan the sky tonight, and inshallah al-Aziz, it will be sighted, and that will usher in the month of Zulhijjah. And tomorrow, Thursday, inshallah al-Aziz, will be the 1st of Zulhijjah, and our Eid, Eid al-Adha, will be on Saturday, the 7th of June, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 47 and verse number 35. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about combat. Almighty Allah is speaking about the laws and rules that govern the wars and so forth. So now there will be different circumstances, and even in the life Mubarak of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we see that whatever was the correct decision, and that was taken obviously. So ye Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is telling us that what must you do when you are in that situation. Let's just take this verse and now we apply it to Israel and to Hamas and the Palestinians and so forth. So we see what Allah Ta'ala says. Chapter 47, verse 35. Fala tahinu. Hence, you see that fa, you call that fa ta'qib. Hence, subsequently, consequently. So la tahinu. Hence, you should not become weak. You should not lose courage. You should always try and advance. Yes, you will be losing men. You will be losing people. And the jihad must continue. Because how you are feeling the pain, they are also feeling the pain. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. But you have one added advantage. You are hoping and expecting and anticipating from Almighty Allah that great magnificent reward which they will never be expecting. So you must continue, O Hamas. You must continue, O Jihad Islami. You must continue, O people in Sudan and Kashmir, with the jihad, and don't be discouraged. وتدعو إلى السلم and don't call towards peace when وأنتم الأعلون when you have the upper hand and when you are in that advantageous position and situation. Now let us just pause here for a moment. It is the month of Zulqa'dah, like in South Africa it's still Zulqa'dah. It is the sixth year of the Hijrah. He, Habibuna, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or approximately 1400-1500 Sahaba went, all in the state of Ihram, in the state of consecration, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. They came to a place called Hudaybiyah, and that is outside the Haram. It's not part of Makkah, it's not part of Mina, it's not part of Muzdalifah. Nowadays, the Saudi regime have changed it. Many years ago into Shumaysiyah. So why they changed it? Because the Haramis remember that. They don't want people to go to these places. So nevertheless, so then now Khalid bin Walid, Abu Sufyan, all of them are not Muslim at that time. They said no entry. Mamnu' ad-dukhul. You can't enter now. So then that led to the peace treaty, 10-year peace treaty. So now a truce, the Sulah Hudaybiyah. And that was the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. Both parties signed on it, agreed. If you look on it, at it, you understand superficially, it was stacked in favor of the mushrikeen, the polytheists. And remember, the Muslims were in a disadvantageous position. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala at that time was very upset. Went to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why must we accept all this disgrace? He went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and said, is this what must we do? He said, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, innahu rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the master, the messenger, Allah jalla wa ala's best of the best and the most precious and most beloved in the entire universe. He received the wahi. And that is Suratul Fath, and that is your next surah and your next chapter that you will be doing, chapter 48, inshallah, next week. So where we see that is one time Nabi alayhi salam entered into a peace treaty for 10 years. So that's different thing, they violated it. Now we come to that. So now this was when? Zulqa'dah. Which year? Sixth year of the Hijrah. So Almighty Allah told them that you will get victories also. Lo and behold, in the month of Muharram, in the seventh year of the Hijrah, Allah Jalla Wala gave them victory against the Jutlas, against the Jews, 140-150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. That is called Wa Ghazwatu Khaybar. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is made the person that given the flag and the banner, and he was the person who played a prominent role. Hence, he received the title of Fatih Khaybar. 94 Jutlas dispatched to Jahannam and sent to Hell, Alhamdulillah. And 16 Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in became Shuhada. So, and then 7th year passed. In the 8th year, these are the people, the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, they violated the clauses and they went against the peace treaty. So, you went against it. So Abu Sufyan, now he's still not Muslim, he realized we're in serious problem. He left Makkah Mukarramah, came to Medina Munawwara and said, come let us renew that peace treaty and renegotiate. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not answer him, meaning that no, we're not going to do that. He went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar. Even he knew that these are the most senior Sahaba, but the kafir Shias don't know that, the Haramis. So you must remember, because you're in the advantageous position, so in cases like that, you should the Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, the Amirul Jaish, the commander-in-chief, you must put your heads together and see what is advantageous and what is beneficial for you and the Ummah. Now if you ask, Hamas must carry on. The world opinion is with them. Everybody has turned 90% against Netanyahu and Israel, and they're calling them, their biggest allies are calling them and calling them out and saying, you understand, that you are committing genocide and so forth. So the Ummah will be told today, فَلَا تَهِنُوا. Don't become weak. Do not lose courage. وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ. And don't call for peace now. That is, you continue with the jihad. these kafirs, these Yahud, these swines and these pigs and these monkeys and donkeys, all these titles and dogs Allah has used in the Quran for the jutlas and so forth. So chapter 5, verse number 60, chapter 62, verse number 5. So remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Ula is informing us about this mentality of the Jews. So they are being called out by their own allies now. So don't call for peace now. Why? وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ Whilst that وَوْحَالِيَا Whilst you have the advantage, whilst you have the superior position, you have the moral, like say, my high ground, and so forth, وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ And don't rely on United Nations. Do not you rely on America, US. Do not rely on UK. Do not rely on the Arab League and the Arab tenpot dictators, the Munafiqeen and Murtadeen and Kafirin and Haramiyin. That is what they are, majority of them. Wallahu ma'akum, and Almighty Allah is with you. Allah's help is with you. Allah's mercy is with you. What makes my sister, my honorable sister, Dr. Ala al-Najjar, she loses 9 children. She is Ummu Shuhada. I sent it out to her yesterday to thousands of people, and her talk, yes, I lost my children, and my husband is fighting for his life, they in ICU. My one son who survived, he is fighting for his life. But the struggle and the jihad must continue against occupation, you see that? And she didn't name them, but we all know who it refers to. So that are our mu'mineen and mu'minat. These are the type of mujahideen. She's a pediatrician, and she's back at work, helping the children who are injured and they need this operation. Half, three-quarters of the hospitals are out of action, courtesy of America and Israel and Europe and so forth, the haramis. Wallahu ma'akum, Almighty Allah's mercy is with you. Walayyatirakum a'malakum. وَلَيَّنْقُسَ أَعْمَالَكُمْ And the reward for you, Allah will never ever decrease it. Allah will always optimize it and grant you the maximum optimum reward. Subhanallah! What a verse to motivate and encourage the mujahideen. Because in war, you will go to different circumstances. And these jutlas and Jews, and these mushrikeen and idol worshippers, Hindus, they are our worst enemy, majority of them. But they hate death. And Muslim and Mujahid, he loves death. He loves martyrdom. That is imma shahada wa imma al-ghanima. Either we go for martyrdom or either we go for the victory and take the booty. Ihda al-husnayain. In both situations, we are victorious. That is what the Quran Sharif teaches us. And study fiqh sira, you call this. The hayat tayyiba, the hayat mubaraka, the life history of the master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and deduce what things you can learn. When the need was there, there was a peace treaty. When the need was not there, and we had the upper hand, and when Abu Sufyan came, then he knew there's in serious trouble. And then after that, Fateh Makkah took place. The conquest of Makkah took place on the 21st of Ramadan, on a Saturday, and it was 8 years after the Hijrah. So that is what we need to understand, that this Ummah today, we have left out the jihad, taking on the enemy, and therefore we experience a zilla and disgrace and humiliation. And that is why we support Ibrahim Traore. I sent out his speech yesterday, telling the Americans and telling the French and the British and all these whiteys, what did you do in Africa besides making us fools and slaves of yours and exploiting our resources and our minerals? Well, the time has changed now. Africa is one of the richest continents, but you kept us poor and enriched yourself. So these are the type of leaders we need. Not this MBS of Saudi Arabia, MBZ of Dubai and of Abu Dhabi and of Qatar, and then bootlicking Trump and calling you Johnny, you see, humiliating you in your background, in your own home. So that we don't want. We want true leaders, true believers, not murtadeen and kafirin and munafiqeen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 29 Zulqada, 1446. Day 600 today of the war of Israel on Hamas and the Palestinians, day 600. And 90%, 80% of the world, today is the first of Zulhijjah. And remember, it's very good for you that you should be fasting and so forth for those places where first Zulhijjah has started. Siyamuha ka siyami sanatin wa qiyamuha ka qiyami laylatil qadri. You keep one fast in this first 8-9 days. It's like keeping fast for one whole year. And you're making ibadat and worshipping Allah and staying away from haram. It's like making ibadat and worshipping Allah on the night of majesty, the night of destiny. Laylatul Qadr, the hadith in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah and Mishkat Sharif and various other compilations. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, our Palestinians, our Hamas, what masters they are. Limited resources, and they lured the Israeli diaper force, and then they were setting things up. How must we attack the Palestinians from the various tunnels? Hamas came out, surrounded them, ambushed them, and sent 7 Israelis straight to hell and dispatched them to Jahannam. We say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, and remember dozens of them injured. We say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma zid adabaka alayhim. Allahumma hazimhum. Allahumma zalzilhum. Al-Amerikiyin wa Israeliyin wa Britanniyin wa Hindiyin wa Adaiddin. Whether it is the Americans, whether it is the Jutlas, the Israelis, whether it is the British, whether it is the Hindus of India or anybody else. You decimate and destroy them. Olmert, you remember him? Ehud Olmert. Once upon a time, he was the prime minister of Israel. Then he was guilty on corruption charges. They sent him to prison. So Olmert was eating omelets there, you see, in jail. So he, in yesterday's Haaretz newspaper, he says and wrote the article, Israel is guilty of war crimes. You see, their own people, and these are not small guys. So the world listens to what they have to say. So the families of the hostages are very, very upset with Bibi and his cabinet and ministers, and they have condemned them, and they're going to their houses and swearing and abusing and cursing them. Yesterday, remember that I told you that Israel and America, biggest terrorists on earth, and both haramis, so they cooked up a plan to bypass United Nations. They said, we will send the food in and the aid in, humanitarian aid. So they called it Gaza humanitarian aid, Ar-Rahma, they write in Arabic to fool the people. So then, when the food came in, the aid came in, the starving crowds, you see, because 3 months, nothing almost there, no food, nothing. They stormed towards that. So these Americans left their positions. The Israelis started shooting in the air. And our people of Palestine took everything. Everything means all the food. All their gadgets they came with. Sophisticated stuff, you know. I give you one example. You know these guys, how they are. Everyone who comes, they will take a photo and so forth, and they will check their eyes and features and all. They got all these gadgets. The Palestinians took everything. Very good. Whatever belongs to the Jutlas and Americans is Mali Ghanimat. Whatever you take from them, 100% their guns, their arms, their ammunition is Mali Ghanimat, is booty and spoils of war. So that's very, very good. Remember that. One of the closest allies of Israel, Metz, you see, Metz or Metz, whatever you want to say, of Germany, he is criticizing Israel and saying there should be an arms embargo. So already the European Union and many countries there are thinking. It's very late, but at least they're making some noise, you must remember, which was unheard of. So remember, they say Israel is gone overboard now. Jutlas raid West Bank shops. You know what they did? These are the Jews. They pigs, they swines, they dogs and monkeys. Remember, they're the biggest crooks on earth. So how did the banking start? Go study what Rothschild did and the Jutlas did and all that. And today you want to come tell me about Sharia compliant. The Jutlas raided the West Bank shops and so forth, and they stole 7 million shekels of the Palestinians. You see that? So that is their job. They will tell you peace, P-E-A-C-E, but they will steal their money, steal their jewelry, steal their valuables, steal their land, steal their mosque, steal their orchards, steal, kill. That is the jutlas of today. Many Jews are so disgusted with the Jews of Israel. They said, we disassociate ourselves. And many others have said, we saw the true Islam. When that woman loses 99 children and she says, Alhamdulillah, Ya Allah, I praise you because you made me Ummu Shuhada, you made me a mother of the martyrs. This is unheard of, unseen, and unparalleled in human history, right till the time of Sahaba and so forth. So we should know Allah's wisdom we can never understand, with our puny little brains and so forth. Plus minus 200,000 Palestinians displaced in the last 10 days. Putin to visit China. You see that? The big friends, they are Russia and China. We must enhance BRICS. We must pick up South Africa. South Africa wants to now turn little bit towards America. But they know that South Africa is with Russia and China and so forth. And we must have our own currency, our own banks, and many other issues discussed about America, Israel, and so forth and so on. Trump trumpeting away. He says that I'm going to cut aid to Harvard University. And all varsities and universities in America have to vet their students that they mustn't have sentiments in favor of Palestine. They don't spell it out, but it's understood like that. So America, you can say what you want to, but never say free Palestine. That is your America. We say, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, destroy Trump and his administration. And the American zalims and their army who are torturing our people in Guantanamo Bay, who are torturing our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. So remember, that is what he's doing. So Trump now wants to revoke the Chevron oil, the contracts, you see, with Venezuela, because he can't get his way. He's a small baby, understand? A chaglo, you see, a spoiled brat, that is what he is. He's a criminal, 34 felonies, you see, crimes he committed, found guilty. And they will be losing Venezuela. The Maduro government will be losing $500 million, that's what they say. But remember, Venezuela will stay strong. Inshallah, there's many other ways. There's Russia there, there's Iran there, there's many other countries that will help them. Look at O Johnny, hey, you Salafis who have sold your soul to the devil, you shaitans, and bootlicking Israel, bootlicking, you must remember, MBS and so forth. 1.1 million foreign pilgrims are already in the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. Johnny, MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, his religion is money, millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, zillionaire. You know, when I used to give talks in Newcastle, the people of Newcastle know very well. In my house, I used to give talks, you see. I used to sit in the passage. The man used to, the story, nice story here. Yeah? So the man used to sit there in the lounge and dining room. The women used to sit in the kitchen and so forth, you see. The children, we just put them on the floor, like, you know, the carpets and all that. So nonetheless, I used to give talks there and so forth. So those days in the 80s, I used to tell them, when you go for Hajj, everything you would have to pay, only the pebbles you will get free of charge. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, now they're selling pebbles, you see. They will give you in a pack and you must pay $4. So how? Say 1 million of them take it. So how much it is? $4 million for them for nothing. So the Hajis also are lazy. They don't want to go pick up the pebbles. So say, yeah, $4 is all right. You see, let's just pay the 20, 25, 30 riyals, whatever it is. And in that way, they get done. Because the Hajis mentality today is like that. So see, even the pebbles they're selling. So we say, take those pebbles and pelt MBS, the harami, the murtad, who is destroying Islam from within, we must remember. So whilst in Newcastle, I used to lecture, you must do this, you must do that, then Q&A. So the men used to ask questions, the women used to ask behind the parda, behind from the kitchen, and all that. So I told them that you men, when you are in ihram, so you can't wear your vest and underwear and so forth, your brief and your jockey and so forth and so on. So an old man from Newcastle, he passed away, bichara. Very sincere. First time he was going for Hajj. So he picked up his hand. I said, Ji Baji. He said, can the woman wear the underwear in ihram? The whole crowd was finished with. That was the joke of the year, like in Newcastle, you see. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Simple people, you know. So anyway, Arafat will be on the 5th of June, Thursday. And Sheikh Salih bin Humaid will render the khutbah. We will take it live and translate it also, inshallah. So remember, next week, Thursday, will be Arafat, day in Arafat. For me and you, Arafat will be on Friday. So remember that, inshallah. So the monsoon rains have arrived early in India. So Pakistan punished India, and now Allah is punishing them more. Obviously, even that punishment from Pakistan was from Allah. So this is directly from Allah Ta'ala, you see. So they're getting it very good. We have no sympathy for the Hindus also, how they're treating the Muslims and the people in Kashmir and so forth. You know, I told you they are closest allies. But then Morgan, Piers Morgan, you see, he clashed with one of the Israeli guys and said, why are you not allowing the journalist and international? He tried to defend. He told him, you're talking a lot of nonsense, you see. Not in those words, but he meant that. Now, these guys are hardcore Zionists. And remember, suddenly he agrees, there's a genocide taking place. Why you don't allow? Because they carry on with their war crimes and genocide and ethnic cleansing. So everybody's heart is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. He turns the heart as he wants to. And the hearts of people have turned against Israel and the Jutlas, and that is the khulasa, the summary of everything. Okay, let's come to South Africa and South African related news. So the Starlink, you see that, to give them the contract to Elon Musk, and that is wrong in principle and in practice. But we hope the ANC doesn't sell its soul to the devil again, as they have been doing for the past 30 years. Grayton McKenzie, you must remember, of the PA, the Palestinian, not Palestinian, the Patriotic Alliance, you see. So yesterday I sent it out. Where are the millions, Mr. McKenzie? So you see, so where are you? Were the mayor there in the Karoo and all other deals. So millions disappeared. So where's that money? So we have many people there in the GNU that are not supposed to be there. The ANC of Limpopo is spending so lavishly. So from 94 till now, this is the amount they have spent. You must remember the most from 94 till now. So they see, as though as there's nothing to worry about. And half the, you can see, quarter the population, one-third the population are unemployed, courtesy ANC to destroy the country and so forth. Yeah, 3-4 issues quickly. I want to announce it in this 2-3 minutes left. Yesterday, one of our brothers passed away there in Makkah Mukarrama. Our brother Yusuf Musa from Durban. Right, he belonged to the TTW group. And that Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Mubarak death, and there in Makkah he performed his Umrah. And now he passes away. What does Quran say about such people? وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ فَقَدْ وَقَى أَجْرُهُ اللَّهِ. So remember that he went out in the path of Allah and death overtook him. So then tomorrow he wakes up, he'll be known as Haji Al-Hajj Yusuf Musa Rahimahullah. You see that? So he went with that intention. His reward is already there by Allah Jalla Wala. Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you go for Umrah, you go for Hajj, you pass away. يُبْعَثُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُلَبِّي. He will wake up on the day of justice saying, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَ لَبَّيْكَ. So Allah Ta'ala grant you, Appa, I think your name is Firoza. Allah grant you Sabri Jameel. Allah grant the children who are here in South Africa, the Sabri Jameel. Now, what is disturbing is one person sent me the whole thing. That the people, Sahuk, and I don't know who and who, and them, you must remember, they were taking the person there to the graveyard, Sharahi, and so forth. So that's good what they're doing. Then who did those other things, I don't know. So to show, that is why Sahuk are there, to help the Haji, so that's good. But now some people, Allah alone knows who they are, they videoed the whole thing, from there right till inside the grave. So what are you doing? You know it's haram, all these things here. Yeah? What you think, you're doing the family a favor. Have some shame in what you Maulvis are doing there. Can't you tell them, the groups and all that, that all this is haram? Or you want to make them actors like you are also? So therefore, I personally gave the information to Mohan A.S. Desai. I said that, you understand, look at some of these Maulvis, what they are doing in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, and then he wrote that article there. So what are you guys up to? Can't you tell your hajis and all of them, all this is haram? A person passes away in Makkah, now you want to take, you must remember, videos, right till inside the grave. Absolutely haram, you know. And that's just for poppy show. They say that we are actors, you know. Make the hajis also actors. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Anyway, many, many people, Pakistan, India, South Africa, Arab countries, today is the first of Zulhijjah, there in Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina. So you will have to move to Aziziya. So remember, majority, I can tell you majority, South Africans, Africans, Europeans, Americans, one day in Aziziya, they feel they free. They can do what they want to, read Salat, don't read Salat, read Salat in the room. Remember, Aziziya is a suburb of Makkah and is part of the Haram. So you must show utmost respect. You see the men running around with their shorty pajamas, sometimes with their jockeys and all that. It's annoying, my Bermuda, but your size and everything are exposed. He's right, all that. Absolutely haram. You see the women, the scarf is gone, and the parda is gone, and then they're wearing the nighty, and they're running around the passages, some of them. You can see right through, Dir Makar. Absolutely haram what people are doing, remember. So teach your people, your brother, sister, family who are there, that they must show respect to the haram and remember that Aziziya is part of Makkah. And last one, you must look for the moon tonight and inshallah we will see it. Programs today will be inshallah Maulana Salman Yunus with Yasin Mu'zahid. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage and 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir of the Noble Quran. After Zohar, duas are accepted. So inshallah we all should turn to Almighty Allah. Allah decimate the American regime, the Israelis and all these haramis who are oppressing the Muslims in different parts of the world. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Mawsalim, we have 10, 11 minutes. Let's fire up inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, what dua can I read for a baby with fever?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow on the baby. And remember, tell the extended family, everybody should read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. If the person is such that he or she can learn few verses or you can teach them and they read after you, then tell him or her, the person who's ill and sick, they must read chapter 21, verse 83, the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, Anni Massaniya Durru, this calamity has struck me and sickness has struck me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So we need to be very, very clear on these issues here and give out charity. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Da'u mardakum bi sadaqah. Hadith by Imam Abu Dawood in his Marasil. 800 Marasil are mentioned there. So anyway, these are technical words, but the hadith say, give out charity for your people who are ill and sick. Allah grant one and all siha, afiya, good health and protection min kulli su'in wa makruh. And read the dua always, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from dreaded diseases and terrible sicknesses. Hadith sahih in Sunan Nasa'i.
Mufti Sahab, where is the boundaries of Masjid al-Nabawi? Can a woman in a state of haze enter the gates but not enter the masjid?
Remember, if you're coming from Hilton side, you're coming from that side there, Oberoi side, you're coming from that side, you know, where all the shops and all that are. So the Qibla towards, you must remember, in Masjid Nabawi is a southern direction. So now you're coming like that. So where you see that big, big gates, where you see certain there, mamnu ut-tadkhin, no smoking. So that is already the boundary. So for you in Hayz, in menses, to enter through that gates and so, although the building is in front, it's not permissible. All that is part of Masjid Nabawi. So we need to be very, very careful and circumspect. Similarly, Masjid al-Aqsa, the whole compound, 36 acres, is all Aqsa al-Mubarak. Not only the building and the structure. So you ladies in menses and so forth, you can't enter that compound and the whole complex there in Palestine, in Jerusalem, when you are in your menses, is absolutely haram and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, when will be the first of Dhul Hajj, inshallah, in South Africa?
Tonight will be the first of Dhul Hijjah and tomorrow the first. Hence, we should start fasting from tomorrow. And if you got qaza fast, keep the qaza fast. Then you worry about the mustahab and sunnah fast and so forth. And it's great reward. If you're up to date, then very good. Start fasting tomorrow. Siyamu haqa siyami sanatin. Wa qiyamu haqa qiyami laylatil qadri. And me and you in South Africa, you ladies, listen carefully. Then during the day, I told my wife, you understand, before I came down, tahajjud time, I told her that remember that today is still 29th. So whatever you'll have to do, you must do. That is, clip your nails and all these type of things and remove that unwanted hair and so forth. So all that must be done now, today, before Maghrib time, before sunset. Idha ra'aytum hilala zil hijjah. When you see the moon and the crescent of Zilhijjah, or arada ahadukum ayyudahiyah, and you intend to make the udhiyah, you want to sacrifice the qurbani, whether locally or overseas, فَلَا يَأْخُذْ مِنْ أَزْفَارِهِ وَلَا مِنْ أَشْعَارِهِ شَيْئًا. Go open Muslim Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif. So it's authentic hadith, and you're not allowed. It's better, it's sunnah that you abstain from clipping your nails and cutting your hair and so forth. So right till after Eid Salat, after you have sacrificed, then you clip your nails and everything. Why? We must imitate the hujjaj who are in the state of ihram. So it's not for the hajis. The haji people will make umrah and all of them must shave their hair, cut their hair and so forth. So for hajis, it's not applicable. For me and you, it's applicable. So that we should do and clean yourself up externally and internally today. O Muslims, where today is the 29th of Dhulqa'dah.
Mufti Saab, a brother wants to know, he and a few Muslims are staying 3 kilometers away from the masjid. And sometimes due to laziness or distance, they read salah at home. The question is, can he build a musalla or a masjid near his house?
Not permissible. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. The dada, nana, nani, daddy, the old people were very pious people. But then their children, grandchildren came out and turned out to be khalfun. When you make dua, O Muslim, for your children, then say, Ya Allah, grant me khalafun, khalafun, what a fatha, what a zabar on the lam. Ya Allah, grant me worthy successes, pious successes. But when you say khalfun, it means they're going to destroy everything. Surah Maryam, chapter number 19 of the Noble Quran, verse 59. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. So now the pious people, their progeny, they left unworthy successors. What are their qualities? أَضَاءُ الصَّلَاةِ. They squandered their salat. So what is squandered their salat? They never went to the masjid, and they say that, no, we will just read at home. As he said, they lazy. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهْوَاتِ. They follow their own warm fancies and base desires. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. You land up in Jahannam, Allah forbid. Chapter 19, Surah Maryam, verse 59. You just 2-3 kilometers away for soccer, for cricket, for golf, and for shopping to go 5-10 kilos is no problem. For masjid is problem, it's a shame, man. So you must remember, it's not permissible for you to go build a musalla, jamaat khana as you call, you must say musalla, or a masjid, you're just going to cause more division and so forth. See, at length, we got more than 50 masjid, but we're still building more and more, just for show off. I asked the one guy, for what you're building this masjid? He said, I'm going to become the trustee. You see, people's intentions are so tainted and so polluted, you must remember that. So therefore, we must remember that for you to do that, not permissible.
Mufti Saab, Haji passed away today, so his wife is in Iddah. Does she perform Hajj, and what happens now?
Allah Jalla Wala grant Haji Yusuf Musa Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. people who pass away, man istata'a minkum ay yamuta bil madina falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Hadith in Tirmidhi, whosoever can pass away in Madina Munawwara should do so with Iman and Islam, obviously. I will intercede for them. And man, that is hadith in Tirmidhi, sahih, authentic hadith. Man mata fi ahadil haramain, whoso he passed away in Makkah, we know that. He performed Umrah, everything. So our brother Yusuf Musa, so rahimahullah, so whoever passes away in one of the haramain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, fahuwa aminun. So then on day of Qiyamah, Allah will keep him under his special safety and security. Hadith in Tabarani, you see that? So great virtue there is. Question, now what happens to her, the Firoza Bibi, so the widow, the lady? So if it is a farz hajj, she must continue with that hajj and keep on making dua. Allah Jalla Wala grant the sabr. Allah Ta'ala accept a hajj and umrah and all the ibadat and so forth. Immediately after hajj, she should come home. That is, if it is a farz hajj, compulsory hajj. Because circumstances are like that. They got quota, they got visa, and lot of, you understand, bureaucracy and red tape. If it is a nafil hajj, she performed hajj already, and now this is nafil hajj, she must speak to TTW and all of them and say, that book me, I must go home now. You see that? And if somebody, her son or brother or somebody from here can go speak to the embassy, all these things happen, it'd be very good. But sometimes there are logistical problems. So if it's nafil hajj, she must come home immediately, even before hajj. And remember, if it's farz hajj, then she must perform it. So that is the fatwa for nowadays, especially with all this big rigmarole with the quota and the visas and all these type of issues here. Barakallahu fiqh, Mawlana Salim Kareem. Make dua. This is the first of Zilhijjah already, because the moon Samis there in Saudi. I told you, just go read the history, Tumayr, Sudayr, and you Salafis, what you going to say? That they destroy the Hajj of people, you see. They destroy the Eid of people. They destroy the Ramadan of people. Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Adu wa Thamud. These are Najdis, these are Wahhabis, the enemies of Islam. And if you can't know that, then what can I do for you? Because your money is sweeter than honey, and you sold your soul to the devil, you Salafis, majority of you. Wallahu al-Musta'an. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.